NPR's business report starts with consequences for Dow Chemical executives. Dow has fired two top executives. They're accused of speaking with an outsider about a possible sale of the company. The Dow board has said it wasn't interested in a sale. Less than a week ago, news reports said private investors were preparing a $50 billion bid to acquire one of the world's largest chemical companies. Dustin Dwyer reports from Michigan Radio.
Officials at Dow's headquarters in Midland, Michigan, have repeatedly denied that they're involved in buyout talks. But Dow spokesman Chris Huntley says on Tuesday, company leaders learned that two senior executives had, in fact, been discussing an acquisition with an interested outsider.
And clearly, they went to great lengths to keep this information from us, these discussions from us. And we really don't know why the two executives behaved in such an inappropriate manner, which is in clear violation of the company's code of conduct.
Dow fired the two executives yesterday. One of them, Romeo Kreinberg, denies he took part in buyout discussions, according to Bloomberg News. Kreinberg told Bloomberg he's been used as a scapegoat for the buyout rumors. Meanwhile, Dow spokesman Chris Huntley says the company remains opposed to any bid to take the company private or break up its divisions.
We've looked very carefully at the structure that the company has. We've looked many times at the company's structure. And each time we've determined that we're going to create the most value for our shareholders as an integrated and diversified chemical company.
Huntley says the second fired executive, Pedro Reinhard, remains a member of Dow's board of directors. Members of Dow's board can only be removed by shareholder vote. For NPR News, I'm Dustin Dwyer in Ann Arbor, Michigan.